Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we are bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. And you know, I'm Dr. Ikeena Finch, and you know, I can't do what I do without you know who, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing, Doc?
I am great. How are you?
I am fabulous. I can't wait for you to tell us who we have on here today.
Oh, I am super duper excited to have this guest on, as he is going to be one of the speakers, not just a speaker, but the keynote speaker for the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference that's going to be taking place July 24th and 25th. And it's going to be virtually because of all the pandemic that's going on, but it's absolutely going to be amazing. Dr. Larry Parker, I have connected with, and when I tell you, he truly blew my mind in an interview, and I was like, I just need to have him to share his message on what is going on, especially in this world to get today. His topic is creating your legacy, and if you create a legacy, then you can be able to do so much more, but sometimes we just don't even know how. So I'm not going to, you know, prolong this anymore, but Dr. Larry Parker,
are you? Hey. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, you are so welcome. It is such an honor to be able to have you as the keynote speaker. As I stated, you blew me away and I was like, oh my God, this is what I was looking for. And, what made you say yes to being a part of the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference?
Well, you know, it actually was that last interview because we started one way because, you know, the project that we were working on at that time. And then when the question opened up and we started to just go back and forth, and you can see and hear my passion once we started talking about what else I was doing and, you know, that certifying, that you know, talking about certifying my sons and, you know, the legacy piece. And actually, I was doing that interview standing up. And so I was moving around and it was just that energy there. And so when I knew there was a follow-on, something else where we would have more dialogue like that, real dialogue about things that are important about adding life, meaning, and sharing that, I want to be a part of it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So now, can you tell us about your topic for the conference? And also, you know, what you expect people to get from it?
Okay. When I started talking about certifying, it really was something that I just had to myself, certifying the legacy. I was thinking about it, what I've done with my sons as they were growing up, because times had changed. You know, there were a lot of things that we used to get back in school when we were coming up, that you had a home ec class, you had some other classes, you knew how to write checks, you knew how to do so many things before you stepped out. And at first it was just focused on the kids. And then the further I thought about it, I said, hey, that's my legacy. And then I think legacy is so much larger than just my kids. You know, definition of legacy is, you know, the story of somebody's life, the things that they did, the places they went, their goals, their failures, something that somebody else can use as a pathway. So it's not just the words that you're telling somebody, it's really what you've done and what you've touched on. And someone could use it as a roadmap. And so that's one thing. That's the legacy piece. And I said, you know, some people just go about it just kind of halfway. They'll say it sometimes and then you see them living another way, or they'll live one way and then they're really not very serious about it. And so really when it gets to the certifying is saying and assuring something is what you say it is. And so we run after things certified pre-owned. That's the best thing. If you're buying a vehicle, that's the next best thing to some being brand new. They are certifying that it is a certain quality. We get certified steaks, we get certified, and I'm not going to give away too much of what I'm going to talk about at the keynote, but you get what I'm we're willing to pay more because we have greater confidence in that thing that is certified because somebody put their stamp on it. So why wouldn't you do that for things in your life? If you're saying that's what you're leaving behind or this is what you're putting out into the world. So that's what my topic came about.
Wow. See, now you warm
up. I was starting to get warm. I was like, wait a minute. I can't give them too much. Can't give them too much.
But you hit on it the right way because you start to speak their language. Because sometimes we have to speak their language in order for them to understand the deeper level to this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, certifying a pre-owned certified car. What did you just say? Certified state. What? Oh, they understand that language. Mm-hmm. But when it's time for us to be able to certify the things that we can have ownership of, we go blank. But then that's where you step in to be able to give them what you want to provide them at the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically conference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm excited about having you because I always say we don't hear from our men. We don't hear enough mm-hmm. from our men. And to be able to have our men at the conference, but then at the same time have you guys on a panel.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. That's going to be absolutely amazing. I want to know, when you think about the vision that you have for what people should be doing on a whole nother level of certifying their legacy, provide like two things.
Okay.
What does that look like?
Well, the main thing is it has to be clear. You know, when people say, I know what I want, or, you know, if you were asking someone, you worked with someone, and I know the most frustrating thing that somebody has ever experienced working with somebody that might have been in senior leadership or just been a partner, and you're trying to get their approval or get their cooperation on something, and you're saying, hey, is this it? And they say, no, I'll know it when I see it. Okay, well, that doesn't help me because I can't read minds. Well, it's the same thing. So this is the point one. You have to be clear. And the best way to get the clarity is to write it down. You know, I know we're not in this generation where everybody likes to speak things into phones and or recording devices or whatever works for you, but you got to codify it. When you write it down and you can see it, put it on a whiteboard, put it on a piece of paper, do whatever, then you are more able to know exactly that you got everything included. It's everything that you say that you want to put down. And that's the seriousness to this. And then the second thing, I would say, you got to remove the distractions as you're doing this. Now, I'm going to give you another little taste. I call this one the sound effect person. You got to remove the sound effect people from your life while you're doing this. And people say, well, what are you, sound effect person? I'm going to have another name for it by the time we get to the conference, because I don't like to give everything away. But sound effect person is when you're trying to do something serious in your life, they're the ones that like, and if you didn't catch it, it's like you say something that you're trying to really get done, and they have that sound effect where they clearing their throat, making a sound or something. And that's just really them saying either they don't approve of it or they don't see the vision the same way you do. And those people, you got to remove yourself from them and some others. There's a couple other people that got a name that I'll share in the conference. But if I can only give you two, that's the main thing. You got to be serious enough to write it down. And the second thing is you have to be in to remove the detractors. And the first person is the sound effect person. They don't have anything positive to add other than just that sound effect that puts doubt or puts something else in your mind than what needs to be there. Those are the two I give you now.
I'm interested to hear more about this sound effect person and the other things that you have to say, but you know, I'll be in the room. So, Dr. Parker.
Yes.
We're talking about certifying the legacy. Mm-hmm. Who would be the person that would most benefit from hearing your speech?
You know, it's actually, it's good for everyone. And I really, and this is not a cop-out statement, because what I really feel, if you are breathing today, if you're on this earth, then you bring some value to all of us. And there needs to be some seriousness to it. And so whether you you have a larger family, or if you're single, or if you, whatever the case you find yourself in, man or woman, you have a story. And somebody can take that, because like I said, legacy is both your failures and your successes. Somebody can sit back, and I can tell you, I can read a story about someone who did things great, and I can read a story about everyone that did something bad, and I can learn something from it all. So I really want to say, it's open to everyone. Now, all I can tell you is about, give you prime examples, is from a male perspective. So that may be one thing that a lot of people may gravitate to, because some of my stories are from that male perspective. But those lessons I give, everybody can use.
Life lesson skills.
Yes, definitely. Those things that, you know, like I said, you know, those two that I shared, you know, everybody can find a moment to step back and do those two. Mm-hmm. And you just really, I think, and, you know, we can get bigger picture here, because we didn't know COVID was going to happen. The last time we spoke, this was prior to. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, when I talk about that silence, I tell you, a number of people have found themselves in that silent place. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been able to take a pause in life and get away from the sound effect people, because they had been moving so fast in the past. So now they're at a place where they can actually, or they have been at a place here in the recent months where they could focus. So it applies to everyone.
One of the things that I love is that, and I had did this, I think last week, and I said, we have to understand the language of our men. And at this conference, this is the opportunity where we're going to be able to really take notes of the language of our men. And because it's usually women conferences, women getting together to do this, then the other, to succeed and be successful. Okay, fine. But now we get to hear it from our men, which we should, because we got to have that balance. Mm-hmm. And what's one of the things for the panel that you are looking forward to, as the topic is meeting of the minds? So we're going to hear about the minds of the men, but it's also the language of the men. But you guys are going to be on a panel with all men. What's that?
Well, you know, what I really want to say is exactly what you just said, because if anything, it shouldn't be a drought of hearing our voice on a number of issues. You know, you can't have the protect, profess, provide, you know, all these type of things I'm talking about, you know, whoever, if you want to say you're a traditional male or whatever, that's one thing. But you can't be a significant entity, even in your own community, local, not saying you have to be big stage, and not be heard. There's a problem if, as you said, there's more of one side being heard than the other. And so that's the one thing that I'd really want to say, you know, because some individuals grow up in the mindset of, hey, just put your head down, just work. A man's worth is in his work. You know, so some, you know, from where I'm from in the South and in Texas, you know, it was nothing for just men, just go work, come home, provide, put that check on, and really not really do much else other than just make sure that you provide it and protect it. But that didn't mean that vocal piece or being heard or your ideas or your concepts or where you stand. And if that's, I would say, in that, if I gave twofer, it's be heard and be clear on where you stand. Because at this point, there should be no doubt where you stand on issues. And that's probably, to me, if there's, we talked about certifying legacy or anything else, the definition of a grown man or a woman is somebody should be able to say, I know what Akina stands for. I know what Vanessa stands for, but I know what Larry stands for or whoever stands for. So that's my thoughts.
Knowing what you stand for. You know, a lot of people feel like, you know, that's passe nowadays, you know. Oh, you know, I'll just jump on this bandwagon. I'll jump on that bandwagon because it'll make me look better. Mm-hmm. Versus standing on their belief systems. And what do you think on that?
Well, you know, it's actually funny that you brought that up, because I now start to look at things differently, even the news. And what I mean by that, and I'm not talking all politics, but just that whole thought of maybe it goes back to the certain, I don't know, thoughts on what the definition of an adult was, or what a woman and what a man was. But I wondered what price tag individuals were putting on their positions in life, on where they stood. Because we see so many things, whether it be in politics or business or personal life, when somebody was compromised, or they flowed with the wind. You know, and like I said, it's not just politics. You can take it to just other leaders in life, or just people and they families or whatever else. And so I have a strong feeling that it's like, hey, there's got to be a point. I'm not pushing anybody to not earn their dollars. I'm not asking anybody to do anything crazy when it comes to how they put food on the table, because there are certain positions you got to do what you got to do. But I do believe it's important that at some point in your life, pretty much on every topic that there is, that you could have a position. You know, we can start from whatever the most controversial down to just, hey, what do you like to eat? And I know that's been a wide stretch, but that is my position, that the older you become, the more mature you become, the more experienced you become, there should be a position that you have on something or everything.
Man, you see, Lord have mercy. Okay, now, Mr. Dr. Larry Parker, I'm trying to hold back a little bit, because we got to make sure that...
Can't give it all on before. But let's see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. We can get some folks to, as they do in those cliffhangers on the shows, have them come back for more.
For
what you got.
I'm so honored that you said yes to not only being a keynote speaker, but also being on the panel, to be able to pour into the people, to get them something that's been missing, and that is so needed and necessary. I'm excited. I'm so excited for what's to come, and the outcome of the testimonials that will roll from this information that they will receive. But one thing I want you to be able to leave with them before we close out is, one, how they could be able to find you on social media, but number two, what's that nugget that you would drop, that one, only one nugget, to have them to go over there to the Breaking Barriers unapologetically to be able to get their tickets for the conference that's going to be taking place on July 24th and 25th. What's that nugget?
The nugget is, you can't receive the change that you want in your life if you don't show up. You got to show up. That's the nugget. You know, I will just give that 20-second story about how I even got to this place of being a doctor. I found that one person. She was a general officer back in the day when I was a young person in the military. And she had two doctorates. She was coming through and she was seeing us, and I was so reluctant to even pursue my master's. And that was really one thing that she laid out there. She's got to show up. You know, for hardest step is taking that first step. And so for those people who want better, who have a barrier that they need to move beyond, this is the first step is showing up. Showing up is registering. Showing up is doing what's necessary to be there for the conversation. So that's the nugget I'll leave them with. You got to show up if you want to change.
You got to show up.
Oh, absolutely. Got to show up if they want to change. And I know you left, you gave me an opportunity to just say, hey, where could they find out more? With me, it's simple. It's my name completely, and it's Inspires. Dr. Larry D. Parker Jr. Inspires.com. A little long, but it makes sure if you search for me, that's where I reside right now.
Wonderful. Well, everybody, make sure y'all go to Dr. Larry D. Parker Jr. Inspires and make sure you're following up with everything that he is doing. Thank you so much, Dr. Parker, for coming on today and lending these wonderful tips. And I know you gave the one, but the final one, you know, it just is a no-brainer. Tell these people why they need to be in the building, Zoom building, for this conference. Tell them why they need to.
Because you're going to be enlightened. You're going to, and you know, I don't say these words lightly. You stand the greatest chance of receiving a breakthrough in something that you're working on, in something that you want to do by being around like-minded people. You know, as you heard me earlier talk about getting away from the people with the sound effects and everything else, well, you won't have any of the sound effect people there. You have people who are embracing making the type change that you want to make. So that's why you need to be in the building.
Thank you so much, Dr. Larry Parker.
This absolutely.
Is an absolutely honor. And I am excited to have you and hear your message at the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference that's going to take place on July 24th and 25th. And you can be able to get your tickets at www.bbuconference.com. That's boyboyuconference.com. You don't want to wait until the last minute to get your tickets because there is a special kit that's going to be sent to your home if you get your tickets just in time. So thank you again, Dr. Larry Parker. It's, oh my goodness, I'm excited. I'm super duper excited to hear your message. And if for all of those who are listening at the sound of our voice, make sure that you are following us all over social media at Changing Minds Online, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and of course, changingmindsonline.com. And I know for a fact I left something out, but of course my co-host will definitely help me out here.
Yes, yes, yes. So we are on, we're everywhere now, right? Of course, visit us on Changing Minds Online, the website, of course, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and so much more. So thank you so much. And of course, our originator, Blog Talk Radio. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, so much for being a part of this podcast. And if you are looking for more of this greatness or want to hear any more of our speakers, please come over to the website and do so. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.